thefibrodoctor.com, author of Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Thank you for joining me tonight for my Tuesday night Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia teleconference. I look forward to your questions this evening. A little bit about myself. I'm a board-certified chiropractic physician and board-certified nutritional specialist. I've been in private practice for 24 years. For the last 18 years, I've specialized in fibromyalgia. For a number of years, I owned a very large integrative medical practice where I had five medical doctors and very large support staff who worked with me on the campus of Brookwood Hospital here in Birmingham, Alabama. In 2003, I sold that practice. That was when the first edition of my book first came out, and I have been practicing solo ever since. My practice is now about 95% phone consults. I get to work with patients throughout North America. Tonight, I'm really fortunate because I've got one of my favorite patients is going to be joining me here in just a minute to share a little bit about her story. And I do this periodically, have some of my patients, past and present, come on the line to share their experience with using the protocols that I've developed over the last 18 years, and really just using a philosophy known as functional medicine. In the conventional medical world, if you get diagnosed with fibromyalgia, then more than likely you're going to wind up on 6 to 12 different medications, and there's certainly a place for that. I'm not anti-drug by any means. What I am is anti-wrong drug, too many drugs, and drugs only, because with fibromyalgia, if you just are treating the symptoms and you're not trying to find the causes, trying to correct their hormonal deficiencies, the low thyroid, the adrenal fatigue, if you're not trying to correct those things and you're just providing medications to cover up the symptoms, whether that's a pain pill, a sleeping pill, or something to help with your energy like Adderall or Nuvigil or Provigil, then again, you're missing the boat, because with fibromyalgia, there's so many symptoms associated with this syndrome. It's really not an illness as much as, or disease as much as it is an illness. It's a syndrome made up by a bunch of different symptoms. And because of that, the way conventional medicine is practiced, if you go to your family doctor or you go to a rheumatologist or you go to a neurologist, and oftentimes you see all three and maybe even more, before it's done, but you'll get a different drug every time you go back to see them, because long-term, traditional medicine alone is a dead end for fibromyalgia. It's just the way it is, and that's why most doctors in the conventional medical world choose not to treat fibromyalgia patients. They often will refer them out to a specialist like a rheumatologist. So, you know, I think what happens is over the years, people get very frustrated, and they think that there's no hope for them because they only know one way, and unfortunately that one way, which is the conventional medical approach, many people fall through the cracks and they never get better. And so people become very disillusioned with that. They may try to take some natural supplements or some type of multi-level marketing du jour product that comes out, the latest thing, you know, and they may dabble in some herbal remedies or whatever it is. And they find that that rarely results in very big breakthroughs. And so they get discouraged with that, too. And they can get so broken down and so despondent that they just give up. And that's why it's important for me to have some of my patients come on the line and just kind of share their story, because everybody's different than I work with. Yeah, the common denominator is they got the diagnosis of fibromyalgia, but every one of my patients is unique, and every one of them have their own story to tell. So what I'd like to do without further ado, I'd like to welcome Peggy on the line. And let's see, Peggy, if you will give me just a second here. Peggy, if you could hit *6, that'll bring you on the line.
All right. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Peggy, okay. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I really appreciate you taking time to come on the line.
Well, thank you. I'm very thrilled to be able to share my story and hopefully help other people. I could take, you'll have to stop me because I could take up your whole hour telling you how wonderful it is.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, tell me where you were, you know, 2, 3, 4 years ago. Tell me about how this started and then what got you, you know, led you to me. Let's start there.
Okay. Well, actually, I believe that my problem started as a result of an accident. I was rear-ended and ended up having neck surgery, and I think from the trauma of that, I started not feeling as well and you know, just felt like I was going down, and my energy level was not very good. But I'm also an AFib patient, so I mentioned it to my cardiologist, and he said, oh, well, the 2 beta blockers that you're taking zap the energy, and, you know, that's the excuse. Well, I saw, you know, went through that for a couple of times, and then he said, well, I'm going to send you to a rheumatologist, and this was the leading one in my city, and I went in, and he talked to me for about 5 minutes and said, you don't have fibromyalgia. Well, at this point, I didn't even know what that was. I'd heard the word but didn't really know, and he said, you don't have the personality to have fibromyalgia. And I thought, oh, gee, what kind of personality are you supposed to have to be sick like this, you know? And anyway, he sent me on my way, said maybe I could go to the sleep clinic, which I'd already done. And so I just kept getting worse, and to the point that I had no energy to do anything. And I am a former first grade teacher, and I was used to going and doing. I retired from there and started selling real estate and was loving everything and enjoying my grandchildren. And it just got to the point that it was an effort to get up and get dressed. I quit my job because the thought of going out to sell houses or showing houses, I just couldn't even think about that. And so I kept going to my GP, and they did tests for MS and lupus and rheumatoid arthritis and this and that, and everything kept coming back okay, okay, okay. And finally, I had gotten so desperate and so depressed, and my life had changed. And so I went in one day, and when he walked in, I burst into tears and said, something is wrong with me. We've got to find out. And that's when he said, well, I think you have fibromyalgia. Well, that was the second time, you know, but let me write you a prescription. And I think it was Lyrica, I'm not sure, but it was something new. And so out the prescription came, and I went home and I took it that night, and I was so sick. I could hardly stand it. And I thought, this won't work. So I called him back and just told him I couldn't take it. And my problem is I also can't take very much for pain. And I was just so full of pain, my shoulders, my joints, everything. And so I started searching, and I had someone tell me about this doctor in Florida who was supposed to be a fibro specialist. And I go down there, and he takes all these blood tests, and he was of the opinion that fibro was caused from viruses, and from 4 particular ones. And so when I got tested for the viruses, my test came back and said I had all 4 of them. So I thought, well, gee, that's my luck, you know. So he puts me on a very, very strong drug. And in about 4 months, I never hear another thing from him. I'm just to take this drug. And I end up in the hospital because I could not even get up out of the bed by myself. And I ended up having blood transfusions and stayed in the hospital for 6 days. And it was a result of that medication. Called the doctor.
Fam-Fear. Fam-Fear. Yeah.
Yes, and he never even called me back. So I just thought, well, I don't know what to do now. I don't know where to turn. So I had a friend who Facebooked me and said, look at this, look at this and listen to the consultation phone call from this doctor in Birmingham. So I did, and I liked what I heard, and so I started listening to it every Tuesday night. I got the book after the first night, read the book, And I thought, well, this sounds good and it makes sense. And I'm desperate. I want to try. Although I was a little skeptical of vitamins and whatever, but it just made sense to me. So fortunately, I was able to live near enough that I could make an appointment and go see you face to face and eyeball to eyeball.
And, yeah, it was great.
I will say that the one thing that stands out in my mind from that visit was when you said to me, I asked you, Dr. Murphy, do you think I have fibromyalgia? And you said to me, well, I don't know if it's fibro or not, but even if we call it Peggy's disease, we're going to find out what's wrong with you. And I was so impressed that somebody cared enough to see what was wrong with me. And, I mean, that was it. That was it. So that's where I, and I mean, when I came to you, I was at the depths of, I was at the bottom because I didn't know where I was going to turn or what I was going to do. So then I started working with you.
So tell me, when we first started working together, tell me how low was your energy? How much pain were you in? Are you having troubles with your sleep? Just kind of what were the symptoms you had when we first started working together?
Oh, I was in constant pain. With my shoulders and arms especially, I mean, I was limited in how I could move. My walking was terrible. My knees hurt. I mean, every joint. In fact, when the rheumatologist asked me, well, where do you hurt? And I said, all over. And he laughed. But that is exactly right. I hurt all over. And I could not sleep. I mean, I would toss and turn, and about daytime, I would finally get sleep, and then I felt horrible the next day. My mornings were awful, just awful. It would take me forever to get going, and I still had no energy. I mean, I didn't care whether I got dressed out of my pajamas or not, and that was so unlike me because I really was a social person, and I liked to go out to lunch with friends and do things, and I didn't even want to talk on the phone to anybody. I didn't have any energy at all.
Yeah.
So that's where I was when I came to see you.
Well, now tell me about, and then you felt real low too. I mean, which was unusual for you. Feel kind of down. I mean, that's not who you are. Yeah.
No, I was very depressed. And my friends would, you know, call and say, I haven't heard from you. You haven't called. Or sometimes I would even have my husband, if I saw on my caller ID, it was a good friend or whatever, I would just say, just tell them I'm asleep or I can't come to the phone right now, because I literally did not feel like having a phone conversation.
Yeah.
And that was very unusual for me.
Well, now let me ask you this. So what do you think was the biggest thing we did that made, or what was the biggest turnaround that we started? What do you think that was?
Well, I think the first thing was trying to work on my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started taking all, you know, your packet and then some extra things. Well, first of all, when you did all the tests and they came back, you know, I don't know that I'd ever been tested for all those things. I mean, that was very impressive, the fact that, you know, you had something to know what you were doing with, and nobody else had even done that. So I was impressed with the fact that you cared enough to take all the tests and see what was going on and where we needed to start. But, we started with the vitamins and the adrenal cortex and those things that you saw from my tests that were right for me. I did not feel that I was being treated as one in a herd. It was like an individual person that you were concerned about me and my health. And then we had to work and experiment some with the sleep, but my energy, in fact, I'm at my grandchild's, my daughter's house, and I have been cooking all day. And I could never have done that. Probably 6 months ago, I couldn't have done that. But my depression is better. I will have to say, it wasn't an overnight thing. And I think sometimes when people are going, they think, well, if they take the pain medicine and it, you know, quickly relieves their pain, but then it's right back. So what have you done? And
right.
I realized, and you did discuss with me that it would take a while. I didn't get that way overnight, and I was not going to get better overnight, and I had to be patient. But I could start feeling a difference in just a few weeks, and I knew I just had enough faith to know this is going to be the right thing for me. And we started, you know, I immediately started sleeping better with the sleep aids that we were working with. Now, we've had to experiment with those and change them around a little bit. But even my, this is the thing that I was so impressed. Even my cardiologist, the last time I went, which I have to go every 6 months, said, "Oh, Peggy, you look like you feel so much better, and you just, your whole appearance looks better and everything." And then he said, "Now you're just still taking one of the beta blockers that I prescribed for you to take two a day." And I said, "Yes." Remember when I was having all the pain, we were looking for everything to cause the pain, and that was a side effect from one of them. And he said, "You're the only patient that I treat that only takes one of those a day. You know, and you're doing great on them." So I have eliminated, you know, some medications, and my pain is to the point that I only take Tylenol when I have to.
Yeah. Do you mind sharing your age? Because people are going to be floored when you share your age.
No, I just had a birthday, so I'm the big 7'1".
Now, people would hear the vitality in your voice, and they're shocked. And the reason why I point out your young age is because, you know, you weren't ready to give up. I don't care what age you are. You know, you still got a lot of life in you. Now, your body wasn't cooperating. I think you shared that in your questionnaire with me, that you wanted to do all these things, but your body wouldn't let you. And you took, you were proactive. And you know, made these changes,
There were times when in my mind, this was before I got so depressed, that I felt like my mind was saying, "Oh, well, you can go up and get dressed and run, do so-and-so, and then I would get up and my body would say, "Oh, no, you can't do that," you know. So it was just an almost traumatic thing for me, because I thought, surely there's some way I can, you know. And the other thing that's so impressive is that I talk to you every 2 weeks. And I don't know, even my doctors at home that I know personally, I see 6 months.
Right.
But I
just
have felt that this has been the way to connect with you and for you to know what is going on. And even though it's on the phone, it's just like being there talking to you. And I really, that has been wonderful.
Well, I appreciate that. I think, you know, we really did get to off to a little rocky start. So, and
we did.
It's not unusual. I have to be candid about that. That sometimes, you know, because it's not an exact science. There's the art and the science, and so we had some adjusting to do. I think you had some issues with some nausea and some of the things we were doing, and but we, you know, we turned the tide. And one of the things that I really think, two things really I think has made a difference is, one, which was kind of interesting to me, which I see this a lot, and I assume now, I can't remember for sure, but we found that you were anemic, and no one has, even though that's showed up in your blood work a few times, no one, I guess, has really addressed it. And that was kind of a surprise to me, because when you're low in iron, you're just going to feel run down. The other thing was, you're taking Synthroid, and even though your regular blood work looked normal, you got some symptoms of low thyroid that just weren't adding up. So when we did some of the specialty tests, we found out that your Synthroid was not converting into the active T3, and so we started you on some over-the-counter thyroid. With a little hesitation on my part, quite frankly, because of that AFib. You know, we have to be real careful what we do with that. But you've done great. You've done great, and I really appreciate your confidence in me, because that could have backfired. But I think it's really been the catalyst to move us forward.
But, you know, you were very upfront with me, and you told me this might not work, this might work, you know, or, I mean, you just always let me know that there was a possibility that for me, and I, you know, what works on normal people never works on me. So it's the odd
Well, you're
one.
Special. Yeah, no, you're special. That's okay.
But you always were so upfront with me about this, and it was never just, let's do this, and this is going to take care of the thing. You know, it's, and you let me be a part of letting you know how I feel and what I think was working and what didn't work. And yeah. I think that's good. I think that's a good relationship.
I do too. Well, so in signing off, what would you like to share with the listeners who are tuning in tonight or maybe listening to this as a recording?
Okay. Well, I would just love to say, if you have any hesitation, please just listen in on the phone consultations on Tuesday. That's what I did for several times, and you will hear a lot. And then if you can, get the book and read that. Now, I wasn't going to start any medication or anything after just reading the book before I talked to you. So I would just say, please give it a try. Please think about it. Please listen to what Dr. Murphy's saying, because it makes so much sense. And I just read all the time about people that are taking all these pain pills and diet pills and everything, and they take them for a while, and then they either get addicted to this stuff or it helps a while, they come off of it, and they're right back in the same shape. And that's not what I wanted, and I just really feel very strongly that you have the answer for helping many people. I can't say that it's going to be for everybody, but it is certainly worth trying it and to see, because it's so much better, and the side effects from the drugs are so bad, and I think a lot of people don't realize how bad they are. But I just would encourage anyone who is hesitant at all about calling you or reading the book or talking to you to please, please just take that step and do it. And then if you know, it doesn't make sense to you or you don't like it, you've not done any harm, but you certainly could gain some, just lots and lots of good things from doing it. But I just would encourage them to please just take that step and try it.
Yeah. Well, Peggy, thank you so much. Thank you. I really, really appreciate you coming on the call tonight. And I feel blessed that you and I have a relationship. So you're just a special person, and I'm so glad that I've become a part of your life. So thanks for joining me tonight.
Thank
I look forward to talking
you.
To you soon.
Didn't mean to take up all your time, but it was great. Thank you.
No, you did great.
There, I love it. All right. Thank you, Dr. Murphy.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, so as you heard, I had to point out Peggy's age because, again, she's 71. You can tell she's just got so much vitality in her and so much life still in her. I think she said she'd been cooking all day, and she'd been at her grandkids' house taking care of them. And she was just in all, you know, when I met her and she shared her story about everything that she had done in the past, and, of course, now I knew her age because I took her history, but looking at her, that, you know, I didn't see somebody that was 71. I saw somebody that was much younger, but just had their body had broken down, and they really just didn't know where to go, what to do. And I think she shared that tonight. But well, Peggy's a wonderful testament that if you just get healthy, that is really got to be your primary goal. You've got to get healthy, because the only way to reverse these symptoms is to find and fix the causes of the symptoms, not covering them up with medications. And drugs can be helpful, no doubt about it. I mean, she's on a couple of medications she'll never be able to come off of, and I know that, and she knows that. So that's not anything we would ever mess with that atrial fibrillation. You just can't. And that's when the medications you need them. So there's a time and a place. But what I see time and time again, there's so many patients out there who are on half a dozen to a dozen medications, and they don't even know if the medications are helping because they really don't feel a lot better. They still have a lot of symptoms, and many of those medications are creating side effects that mirror the symptoms of fibromyalgia. So you don't know, is it the fibromyalgia or is it the medication?